Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dean Thompson, who's president with the RFCI, the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. Dean, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
I'm good. Good to be with you today. I thought it'd be good to catch up with this NSF 332 certification. Why don't we start out and you just tell us a little bit about what it is?
Well, sure. I'd be happy to. NSF 332, I think, represents where the evolution of sustainability and environmental initiatives are heading across multiple industries, which I think is very, very, very good. I think it indicates the sophistication of the market, what we're really trying to do to better serve the industry regarding sustainability. And one of the things that we're evolving out of is, as we started in a lot of the sustainability initiatives, the focus was more on single attribute. Mm-hmm. And people were trying to determine what those attributes might be that would best represent sustainability. Mm-hmm. But if you think back, and what's really helped this country a lot is standards, certification programs, and well-developed standards like the ASTM and ISO standards. And basically what those standards have done is really do the heavy lifting to help people make a good product and good sound decisions. Well, I think the same thing will be true here environmentally. As we see more of these standards, which are consensus-based, transparency is important, and third-party certification is important. As we see these standards evolve, the standards are what really should be doing the heavy lifting for end users, designers, and specifiers, because if it's left up to them to have to sort through all kinds of single attributes, at the end of the day, it's put an excessive burden on them, and it's awful difficult for them to make those kinds of decisions. So these standards can really do, I think, the work that needs to be done to really determine what is sustainability, not just from a single attribute, but from a multi-attribute life cycle assessment approach. It's a very open way of evaluating and communicating what the environmental and social impacts are of products, and in this case, in particular, resilient flooring products.
Okay. So this NSF 332, very similar to the NSF 140 for carpet, and this is for resilient products, but you know that can be, let's define resilient as it relates to this certification. What products are
talking about? It really includes vinyl flooring, which is vinyl sheet flooring, vinyl composition tile, luxury vinyl tiles and planks, linoleum, rubber, cork, and wall-based products.
Okay. And when you say it's multi-attribute, again, this standard helps the specifiers and the facility managers kind of cut through the greenwash. And when you say it's multi-attribute, what all does that cover? What are the different attributes that it's measuring?
Well, I think if you kind of think about it this way. First of all, it examines three broad areas for products. One is the product itself. Mm-hmm. Where the product's examined for its components, you know, its component materials, its longevity, its recyclability, and other factors that affect its impact on the natural and social environment. So product is a category. And then the facility, which would be the operational impacts that are associated with the facility that makes the product. Mm-hmm. Those are measured against the relevant criteria across the four impact areas. And then the third area is the organization, which is really the corporate values and procedures, which is really more of the social impact. So if you think about product, facility, and organization, and then those are measured across the materials, energy and atmosphere, human and ecosystem health, and then social responsibility. Under materials, it addresses the material and natural resource considerations, you know, product design, efficient use of materials, recycled content, renewable or bio-based type materials, water and waste management, so a broad area. So without going into the details on each one, I think it's just important to know that if you think about this kind of matrix that I've just mentioned, that it's pretty comprehensive in terms of its approach to really use this life cycle assessment type thinking to determine sustainability factors.
All right, so once a product has been run through this certification process, are there different levels of achievement?
There are, and it's important to mention that most all of our companies are using third-party certification, so it's a pretty extensive investment where they bring in an outside agency to actually do the certification process itself. And yes, there are multiple levels. In this particular program, we have conformant, silver, gold, and platinum ratings. So that's depending on what criteria the product meets. But all products have to meet certain prerequisites that are in the program. So even one at the first basic level, if it's conformant, it still has to have met all of the prerequisites that are in the prerequisite section of the standard.
Okay. Now talk a little bit about how this came about and what stage it's in right now.
Well, the way it came about, I think, is RFCI has kind of always prided ourselves on staying in the leading edge on what's happening relative to sustainability. And I think evidence of that is some of our previous work and early on in developing what is now the standard for all hard surface materials and indoor air quality called FluorScore. So we've always tried to look ahead and be proactive relative to where we think the next phase or where we think the next impact can be driven in terms of sustainability. And through a lot of work we did, we felt like the sustainability assessment standards is the next differentiating factor that would help the market. And I think that's been proven by the fact that now if you look across the industry, we have, the level standard developed by BIFMA for furniture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the NSF 140 for carpet, now the one for resilient flooring. I know that wall covering, roofing, and other product categories. So I think soon it'll make it a lot easier for the market. And that's really, at the end of the day, to make sure, A, that we are sustainability, and B, that we make it easier for the market to determine, what those factors are. And that's the benefit of standards. You know, there was an executive order issued by our federal government, the president, called Executive Order 13514, that dictated that federal procurement agencies needed to embrace environmentally preferable products in their acquisition process. The problem with that is that they were left up to determine for themselves what that really meant. So many of the agencies were scrambling around to determine what that really meant. It was very difficult for them. Now that these third-party certification standards like NSF 140 and now NSF 332 are coming about, federal government has been quick to jump on those, witnessed by the fact that GSA is adopting the NSF 332 standards starting in 2013. So it's bringing clarity to the procurement process and the federal government, and water runs downhill, so we'll see that follow in the state and local governments, and also help the private sector because they follow suit in many cases based on what government agencies are doing.
Give me an update. When was the standard finalized? And then just, so far,
the
how
standard
many?
Was finalized a year ago in March.
Okay.
So we now have people in the process of bringing in third-party agencies within our manufacturing organizations to do the certification, which takes several months.
Mm-hmm.
We have just a handful of products presently certified, but I think as we move into the first quarter and second quarter of 2012, we'll see an influx of certified products just based on my knowledge of most of our folks who have programs underway to help get that done.
Is there a place you can go to see who has gotten certified?
There is not presently. I mean, there's information on the standard on our website. As we get that done, we'll apply that on our website. Right now, the only resource is going to individual company websites and asking individual manufacturers if they do have products that are certified against the standard.
Okay, Dean. Well, I appreciate it. I did want to get an update on this. And
sure.
I knew other companies were spending an effort to get it done and didn't know exactly where it
yeah.
stood. We've been talking to Dean Thompson, who's president of the RFCI, about NSF 332, and you've been listening to Kempar and 400.net.